Oh, you think for yourself? We like that around here. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
Obviously, with the political news that's happened and some of the other things happening in our economy, one of the biggest stories, if not the biggest story in the world right now, isn't getting as much attention as it was just 6 months ago or 8 months ago, and that's, of course, the war in Ukraine. And that has worldwide implications. That is affecting our lives right now. So what should the United States do to handle the situation, or at least influence the situation? I'm Mike Ferguson. Thank you for staying with us here on American Viewpoints. I am now joined by former Congressman and also former U.S. Ambassador Francis Rooney. And Ambassador, thank you so much for the time today. You can't make a decision on how to deal with this diplomatically unless we fully understand the situation through the context of the people involved. We look at this a certain way in the United States. What is the reality of what Ukraine is dealing with at the moment from their perspective?
Well, as you can tell from the news, the people are suffering tremendously. And the country's been bombed into oblivion, but they're awfully tough, and they seem to be hanging in there, and they just captured another city yesterday. So
we obviously don't want to get into a hot war, a shooting war, if we can avoid it from the United States perspective. Is there a place for further isolation of Russia?
Well, there is, and there's a place for diplomacy. You know, I don't understand why there hasn't been more public, there may be some private effort we don't know about, but public effort to draw in some of the big European countries and the United States into discussion with Russia instead of leaving it up to Zelensky, because he isn't going to negotiate with anybody.
From Zelensky's perspective, I would assume that they just look at this in Ukraine as they're trying to annex and take our country. They've invaded us. They don't probably see a lot of room to negotiate when it's an all or nothing life or death situation. What could the United States or other nations bring to the table as far as pressuring Russia? I mean, where could the negotiations go?
Well, they could certainly agree not to let the Ukraine into NATO, mm-hmm. while still giving the Ukraine some reasonable security support. And maybe they would even could even let Russia keep some of the property they've taken. I don't think Zelensky wants to go for that. But somehow or another, each side's going to have a win.
That's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people who look at what Russia's done as just an act of aggression. But talk about what it is that Vladimir Putin and the Russian government is actually trying to do. Even if we don't agree with it, we do need to understand it. What's the end game for him?
Well, I think the end game for him is to have that entire, he'd like to have the whole country, but he'd probably settle just to get the whole land bridge of that eastern corridor down into integrating Crimea with the land to the north all the way up to Russia.
And what does that mean to maybe not just the region, but to the United States as well? Because I'm sensing that there's kind of a growing anti-interventionist mindset that's happening in the U.S., whereas before we were stand with Ukraine. But as this drags on, I think people's perspectives sometimes change. But what could this mean to us in a worst case scenario?
Well, first of all, it is kind of rewarding a naked aggression of a hostile power, Russia. That can't be good long run. It's not good that we appeased Russia so long and got and encouraged him to take this step. I mean, you know, he took Abkhazia and South Ossetia in Georgia under the end of George Bush's time, and then he took Crimea under Obama's time, and Obama joked about it. So what's he supposed to think? And so the more we reward the aggression, the harder it's going to be for us in the future. The other thing is it gives him this seaport. He'll basically own the Black Sea, which will be devastating to Ukraine and some of the other countries around there.
When it comes to isolating him, or when it comes to putting any kind of pressure on him economically, meaning Vladimir Putin, obviously, what are some of the leverage chips that, whether it's NATO, whether it's European countries, whether it's the United States, what do we have in our favor that we could use to apply pressure to get him to withdraw from Ukraine, or at least come to the table?
Well, I think we've tried to put as much pressure as we can, you know, in terms of sanctions. There's probably more things that we could do. If I understand it correctly, we finally removed the exception for petroleum. We've cut them off of the SWIFT payment system. I guess we could crack down, other countries could crack down on travel to them, you know, and basically just string them out. Wait till the Russian people find out that it's not so nice having not having Western goods and all the things that they've gotten used to in the last 30 years.
Is there an economic cost to the other countries, including the United States, if that's the path that we take?
Well, there has been a cost. You know, all of our companies have had write downs and things in terms of pulling out of Russia. But I think it's an acceptable price to pay to put pressure on them and not reward their aggression. And it seems like most countries, companies have been willing to follow the foreign policy guidelines of those countries.
We are visiting with Ambassador Francis Rooney, also former Congressman Rooney from Florida. And from the perspective of somebody in the United States, we've seen the suffering, we've seen the video, we've seen the news reports, and we say, that is awful, Ambassador. But it's just not affecting my life, or that is affecting my life in the way of contributing to higher cost for things like oil or food or the things that come out of that area. What is it that Americans need to keep in mind as this war drags on month after month after month, hopefully not year after year, but what do we need to keep in mind with how it affects us and a national interest of the United States, as opposed to just two countries at war halfway around the world?
Well, that's a big question. You know, we really haven't paid that much of a price as terms of U.S. citizens to support the Ukraine, even though some of our companies have had write downs. You know, the oil thing has affected Europe a lot worse than us, and it's actually helping us in some ways because we're shipping a lot more natural gas to Europe than we did before.
You recently wrote in The Hill an article called If Putin Wants a Cold War, the World Should Give Him One. And as I understand what you were writing is to look at how the United States could consider dealing with the current and future situation. You're saying look back a little bit to maybe under the Truman Doctrine and the way that was approached right there. What can we learn from the past as far as dealing with these situations?
Well, what we know is that it worked. The thing that Paul Nitze and George Kennan put in place under Dean Acheson worked. It locked them down into their own little world. They didn't have any market except their Iron Curtain countries. The only car they made was a Lada. They didn't have much food. And they put all their resources into armaments, which was fine for the government, but not so fine for the people. And finally, it broke from within, and that would probably happen again if we could lock them down enough. I mean, you know, these people have had Western access for 30 years, and now they're back to where they were in 1988.
And the people in Russia, I mean, obviously they feel that pressure and they feel the results of what's happening. But what is the likelihood that there could be pressure from within? I know there's been a few protests, but the reality is in a authoritarian type of government, the people don't have a say the way that we like to think we do here.
No, they don't. And they have a huge propaganda machine, and we don't really know what's getting to the people. Fortunately, we do have the Agency for Global Media. It used to be called Radio Free Europe. And they have a very productive beaming of Western things into Russia to help give a balanced picture of what's going on. But we don't know really how many people get that. But it has to come from within. It always does. I mean, we can't do what the Russian people don't want to do. They're going to have had enough of the authoritarian regime of Putin, the lack of goods and services. Maybe some of their military and billionaire people will come to realize that they liked it better when they had all their stuff instead of the way they've got it now.
Ambassador, outside of Russia and Ukraine, what are the possible implications of how the United States approaches this as far as other nations that we have economic or other conflicts with, like China?
Yeah, you've got to figure that China's watching this thing just like they watch everything that happens about the United States to figure out how much resolve we have. I mean, there have been a few comments made from Chinese that they don't think we have much resolve anymore. This pulling out of the Ukraine or failing to support the Ukraine would certainly stimulate more of that kind of talk.
All right, Ambassador Francis Rooney, really appreciate the time on the program here today. People want to follow your thoughts on this or your writings. What's the way to be in touch or at least follow what you do?
Well, I have a website and social media portals called at Rep Rooney. And I have a fellow that manages those for me. And then I wrote my book, The Global Vatican, a few years ago about the diplomacy of the Holy See and the United States relationship with the Holy See.
All right. And we can find that on Amazon and Barnes Noble, everywhere books are sold, I suspect, right?
You bet.
All right. Ambassador Francis Rooney, thank you so much for the perspective.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Half a world away, but it definitely affects us here in the United States. Thank you for making American Viewpoints part of your weekend. I'm Mike Ferguson, and we will talk to you again next week. And I'm on Twitter as well. Just look up at AVP Radio Show.